We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In spite of a hurricane out in the Gulf, we're thankful that we can have services today. Today is the 70th anniversary of Grace Bible Church. 70 years ago this month, a group of believers met out in Pace in a refurbished barn and had their first services there. Sometime later, they moved to another location, and this pulpit was built for those early days. And we are thankful that the Lord used Dr. Dayton Hobbs and his wife Carolyn to establish a local body of believers in this area to be a witness and testimony to the community. I thought about a verse of Scripture from 3 John. I'm working my way through this particular passage of Scripture in our calls to worship on Sunday mornings. And it says in verse 4, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." I've been a part of this ministry all of my life. I'll be 58 on my next birthday, and my whole life has been a part of this particular ministry, dating back to the days of Baghdad. I remember as a child going up the stairs to Miss Hall's Sunday school class, and I remember moving up here as a child and finally getting to swim in the swimming pool. I was so jealous of Bill and his sister Lisa, because they got to swim in the pool before the water actually made it up to the top. And I told my parents, "I want to swim in that pool while the water is low," because I didn't know how to swim very well. But anyway, there's a lot of memories growing up in this ministry. And the great and most primary theme that our pastor had in those days, Dr. Hobbs, was that we would walk in truth. I don't know how many messages I heard growing up. Walking in truth. Establishing your way in the truth. There are 1,000 ways to walk in this world, but there's only one way of truth. And that's God's way. You choose to walk another pathway, you choose to go another way, then you do so at your own peril. But know this, you're not walking God's way. God's way is a narrow way. The Bible says, "The broad way leadeth to destruction, but the narrow way is perilous, it's difficult, it's not easy." And the Bible says, "Few there be that find it." But God's way is a way of truth. And He says here, speaking of the church there that met in a house, He says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." One of the great joys that comes to a pastor's heart is to know that his people are walking in truth. And so on this 70th anniversary of this local body of believers, I encourage you with every fiber of your being to walk in truth. Not your truth. That's a popular phrase today. My truth. Not your truth. The truth of God established in His Word.